Welcome back, everyone, to another deep dive. This time we're going deep on AI. It feels like every day there's another headline about some crazy new AI development. And we've got a ton of sources to cover today. We've got articles, announcements from the usual players like Google and OpenAI, and even some interesting social commentary about the implications of it all. So today our mission is to cut through all the hype and figure out what's really going on. What does all this AI stuff actually mean for you, the listener? And more importantly, what should you be paying attention to? I mean, AI is moving from science fiction to everyday reality faster than anyone expected. Remember Elon Musk's prediction about 10 billion humanoid robots by 2040? It's starting to feel less like a prediction and more like a calendar invite at this point.
It's incredible how quickly things are developing. AI isn't some far-off future anymore. It's already having a real impact on our world.
Yeah, absolutely. And one area where that impact is really being felt is in coding. Google recently dropped a pretty crazy statistic. 25% of their new code is being generated by AI.
It's not just about speed, though. It's about changing the entire way we think about software development. Imagine the possibilities for creating incredibly complex applications with AI assistance. We could be looking at a future where software development is faster, more efficient, and leads to entirely new kinds of products.
So if AI is writing code at Google, and we have tools like GitHub Spark that let you build apps just by using plain English, is this the end of coding boot camps as we know them?
Well, it's probably a bit too early to be writing the obituary for coding boot camps. I think what's really exciting about these developments is the accessibility they offer. Take GitHub Spark, for example. It could allow someone with no coding experience whatsoever to create basic applications. But the reality is that experienced developers are still going to be essential, especially because Spark lets users actually go in and modify the code itself, which is crucial for ensuring quality and allowing for more complex applications. It's more about enhancing human capabilities rather than replacing them completely.
So it's like having a really talented assistant who can churn out a rough draft. But you, the human, still need to be the editor, making sure it aligns with your vision.
Exactly. And this evolution of how we create code is just one piece of the AI puzzle. Another major development this week came from OpenAI. They announced that they're developing their own AI chip.
Whoa, that's a huge move. So they're going all in on hardware now. What's the thinking behind that?
This is where things get really interesting. They're partnering with Broadcom for the design and TSMC for manufacturing. And they're aiming for a 2026 release date. This could be a game changer. It could significantly reduce OpenAI's dependence on companies like NVIDIA for GPUs, giving them more control over their hardware and ultimately their own destiny.
But isn't that a pretty risky move? Especially considering those reports that they might be on track for a $5 billion loss this year, even with $3.7 billion in revenue.
It's definitely a bold move. But you have to consider the insane demand in the AI chip market. OpenAI is clearly betting on becoming a major player in that market. Having control over their own hardware could give them a huge advantage in terms of cost and performance.
So is it a risky gamble or a brilliant power play? I guess we'll have to wait and see. But it definitely shows just how serious OpenAI is about shaping the future of AI.
Absolutely. And while OpenAI is grabbing headlines with their language models and now this chip development, it's important to remember that AI applications go way beyond just tech companies. One area where AI is making incredible progress is healthcare.
Oh, yeah. That MIT cancer treatment news was amazing. More effective than chemo and with potentially fewer side effects. That's incredible.
It really is a potential game changer. What MIT has developed is a dual action treatment. They implant these tiny microparticles directly into tumors, which allows them to deliver both phototherapy and chemotherapy at the same time. This targeted approach is what makes it so revolutionary, because it minimizes the damage to healthy cells that often comes with traditional chemotherapy.
That's amazing. And it's not just about treatment either. There's also that new AI model that can predict early drug development with a 74% accuracy rate.
Imagine the impact this could have on drug discovery and development. Faster turnaround times, personalized medicine treatments tailored to your specific genetic makeup. This is where the real-world impact of AI starts to feel really tangible and incredibly exciting.
And on top of all that, there's just so much more happening. LinkedIn's AI recruiter, Amazon expanding Rufus in Europe, OpenAI improving ChatGPT search. It's almost impossible to keep up.
It's a fast-moving field, that's for sure. And with all this rapid development, we're seeing this wide range of opinions and perspectives emerging. You have Thomas Friedman endorsing Kamala Harris because he believes AGI is just around the corner, maybe even within the next 4 years.
And then on the other side, you have someone like Linus Torvalds, the creator of Linux, who has a much more skeptical view. Calling AI 90% marketing and 10% reality, it feels like we're being pulled in two completely different directions.
I think it's important to consider both sides of the argument. The potential of AI is huge, and it's understandable to get caught up in the excitement. But we also need to stay critical, question the hype, and be realistic about the potential downsides.
Which is exactly what we're trying to do here, right?
Yeah.
Help our listeners navigate this crazy landscape and figure out what it all means for them.
Exactly. We need to be informed consumers of information, especially when it comes to something as powerful and rapidly evolving as AI.
Okay, so we've covered a lot of ground already. From AI, writing code, to treating cancer, it's clear that this technology is touching every aspect of our lives. But where do we go from here?
That's the question we'll continue to explore in the next part of our deep dive. We'll look at some specific examples of AI in action, examine the ethical considerations, and think about what the future might hold. So stay tuned.
Before we move on, I wanted to circle back to something you said earlier about AI potentially leading to entirely new kinds of products. What kind of products are we talking about here?
That's a great question, and it's one that has a lot of people really excited. I think one area that's particularly fascinating is the intersection of AI and robotics. We're already seeing robots used in manufacturing and logistics. But as AI becomes more advanced, we can expect robots to take on even more complex tasks. Imagine robots assisting with surgery or performing dangerous rescue missions, or even providing companionship and care for the elderly.
Yeah, that's amazing to think about how AI could change those fields. Okay, so we've been focusing a lot on the exciting possibilities, but I think it's important to acknowledge that there are some potential risks and challenges with AI as well.
Of course, anytime you have a powerful new technology, there are going to be concerns about how it will be used and what the unintended consequences might be. I think one of the biggest concerns with AI is the potential for job displacement. As AI systems become more capable of performing tasks that were once done by humans, there's a valid worry that widespread unemployment could result.
Yeah, that's a real concern. And then there are also the concerns about the potential misuse of AI. I mean, we've all seen the movies about AI going rogue, but how realistic is that scenario in the real world?
Well, I think it's important to separate science fiction from reality. The idea of AI becoming self-aware and turning against humanity is a great story, but it's not something that most experts in the field consider a serious threat. That being said, there are definitely legitimate concerns about how AI could be used for malicious purposes, such as developing autonomous weapon systems or creating deepfakes to spread misinformation.
Those are some scary possibilities. So what can be done to mitigate those risks? Are there regulations or ethical guidelines that can be put in place to ensure that AI is developed and used responsibly?
Absolutely. There are a lot of really smart people working on those very issues right now. One important area of focus is transparency and accountability, making sure that the decision-making processes of these systems are understandable and explainable so that we can identify and address any potential biases or errors.
Right. So if we're going to be relying on these systems to make important decisions, we need to be able to trust them. And that means understanding how they work. What about the issue of job displacement? Is there anything that can be done to help people whose jobs might be affected by AI?
That's a crucial question. One approach is to focus on education and retraining programs. That can give people the skills they need to thrive in an AI-powered world. Another important aspect is fostering collaboration between humans and AI. Rather than seeing it as an us versus them situation, AI can automate tasks, but it can also augment human capabilities and create new opportunities.
So instead of fearing the robots, we need to figure out how to work with them. Embrace the potential while being mindful of the risks.
Exactly. And it's important to remember that the future of AI isn't set in stone. It's something that we're actively shaping with the choices we make today. We have the power to guide the development of AI in a way that benefits all of humanity.
Okay, so we've talked about some of the potential risks and challenges, but let's get back to the exciting stuff for a minute. We were talking earlier about AI applications in healthcare. Are there any other fields where AI is having a big impact?
Oh, absolutely. AI is being used in so many industries, from finance and manufacturing to transportation and energy. In finance, AI is being used to detect fraud, manage risk, and provide personalized financial advice. In manufacturing, it's being used to optimize production processes, improve quality control, and even design new products.
I've even heard of AI being used in creative fields like music and art. Is that something you've been following at all?
Yeah, it's a really interesting area. We're seeing AI being used to compose music, create paintings, even write poetry. There's a lot of debate about whether AI can truly be considered creative, but there's no doubt that it's pushing the boundaries of what's possible.
It seems like there's no limit to what AI can do. So, as we wrap up this part of our deep dive, I'm curious to hear your thoughts on what the future holds for AI. What are some of the big trends you're keeping an eye on?
Well, one of the biggest trends I'm seeing is the democratization of AI. In the past, AI development was mostly limited to big tech companies and research institutions. But now, thanks to open source tools and cloud-based platforms, AI is becoming more accessible to individuals and smaller organizations, which is opening up a whole new world of possibilities for innovation.
So the power of AI is no longer just in the hands of the tech giants. Anyone with a good idea and the right tools can potentially make a big impact.
Exactly. Another trend I'm watching closely is the convergence of AI with other technologies, like the Internet of Things, blockchain, and quantum computing. These technologies have the potential to really amplify the power of AI and create entirely new applications that we haven't even thought of yet.
It feels like we're on the verge of a technological revolution, with AI right at the center of it all. But with all this rapid change, it can be hard to keep up. What advice would you give to our listeners who are trying to make sense of it all?
I would say stay curious, stay informed, and don't be afraid to experiment. There are so many resources available online, from articles and podcasts to online courses and tutorials. The more you learn about AI, the better prepared you'll be to navigate the opportunities and challenges that come with it.
That's great advice. And speaking of opportunities and challenges, we'll be diving into some specific examples of AI in action in the final part of our deep dive. We'll also be talking about the ethical implications and exploring what the future might hold. So stay tuned.
Welcome back to the final part of our AI deep dive. We've covered a lot of ground, from AI writing code to AI treating cancer. We've explored both the incredible potential and the very real challenges that come with this technology.
Yeah, it's been quite a journey so far. I think one of the key takeaways here is that AI isn't some distant future anymore. It's already woven into the fabric of our lives.
Exactly. So for this last part, let's zoom in on some real-world examples of AI in action. Earlier, we mentioned Amazon's Rufus shopping assistant expanding in Europe. What exactly is Rufus and what makes it so special? Rufus is a great example of how AI is changing how we interact with technology. It's a voice-based shopping assistant that uses AI to understand your needs and preferences. It can give you personalized product recommendations, make comparisons, and even help you complete your purchase, all through natural conversation. This kind of AI-powered assistance is becoming more and more common. It's making our online experiences so much more intuitive and efficient.
It's like having your own personal shopper right in your pocket. And speaking of personalization, we also touched on LinkedIn's new AI recruiter. How does that work? And is it going to put human recruiters out of a job?
LinkedIn's AI recruiter is designed to streamline the hiring process. It uses AI to analyze candidate profiles, match them with suitable job openings, and even conduct initial screenings. This can save recruiters a ton of time and potentially help reduce bias in the hiring process.
So it's more of a tool for recruiters than a replacement then?
Exactly. It's about using AI to make humans better at their jobs, not about eliminating the need for human expertise altogether.
That makes sense. It seems like that's a recurring theme with AI. And speaking of powerful AI tools, we can't forget about OpenAI's ChatGPT. They recently added those new search capabilities for your chat history, right?
Right. ChatGPT now makes it super easy to reference and navigate your past conversations. It's a huge improvement in terms of usability, which makes ChatGPT even more versatile for research writing, brainstorming.
Oh, I know. I've definitely gotten lost in those ChatGPT rabbit holes before. It's wild how quickly these AI tools are becoming part of our everyday lives. But let's shift gears for a minute and talk about some of the more futuristic AI developments. Elon Musk, never one to shy away from a bold prediction, talked about 10 billion humanoid robots by 2040. Is that even remotely realistic?
It's definitely a bold vision, to say the least. The timeline might be up for debate, but the idea of robots becoming more integrated into our lives, that's not far-fetched at all. I mean, we're already seeing robots used in manufacturing, healthcare, even retail.
It's not just science fiction anymore. And then there's Project Astra, Google's multimodal agentic smartphone app. They're saying it could be available as early as 2025. What's the deal with that?
Project Astra was demoed at Google I.O. earlier this year. It's basically like a super-powered AI personal assistant. It's designed to be incredibly personalized and proactive. It anticipates your needs and offers assistance before you even have to ask.
So it's like a virtual assistant on steroids.
Exactly. It can handle tons of different tasks, scheduling appointments, booking travel, controlling your smart home devices, all powered by AI that's constantly learning and adapting to you.
That sounds pretty incredible. But with all this amazing potential, we have to be mindful of the potential downsides too, right? We've talked about the ethical concerns, the possibility of job displacement, even the risks of AGI. It's a lot to wrap our heads around.
It definitely is, and that's why it's so important to keep having these conversations, to think about AI from every angle. We need to be informed, engaged, and critical thinkers as we navigate this rapidly evolving landscape.
So if we had to boil it all down to a few key takeaways for our listeners, what would they be?
Well, first I'd say AI is here to stay. It's already transforming our world in huge ways, and its influence is only going to grow. Second, AI is a tool. It can be used for good or for bad. It's up to us to shape its development and make sure it's used responsibly. And finally, the future of AI isn't predetermined. It's something we're all creating together with every decision, every conversation, every action we take.
That's a really powerful thought. It means we all have a role to play in shaping the future of AI. So, to all our listeners out there, stay curious, stay informed, and stay engaged. The world of AI is full of possibilities, both exciting and challenging. And it's up to all of us to make sure it's a future we can all be proud of.
Thanks for joining us on this deep dive into the world of AI.